We got a winner.
It only does this when it starts up.
Never turn the computer off then.
You can trust no one, especially people that you think you can trust, except for us. Right. You can trust us.
We want others to learn from your pain.
Let me tell you what my dilemma is.
Let's do that.
Does your computer bite? Has your hard drive gone floppy? Log on to the Computer Corner on News Radio 620 KTAR. Dial 602-277-5827. That's 277-KTAR. Now, in the Computer Corner, here are the data doctors Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. It's the data doctors back once again.
It must be Saturday.
It is Saturday. We're here to talk more about computers, technology, the internet, and more importantly today, about the fact that the tax man cometh.
He cometh?
He cometh.
He cometh to my house a while back.
Yeah.
He actually cameth and then he giveth.
Well, according to someone that's actually going to be a guest later on in the show today, the two big rush periods are like February.
Right.
And the last 2 weeks of March.
Right.
And the first 2 weeks of April.
So it's right after you've gotten all the things that you need to get, which come like by the end of January, right? So people that are getting refunds are doing it
February
1, right? Waiting. I was one of those guys. I knew I was getting a pretty decent refund this year because I did some math that was incorrect, but in the good direction.
Yeah.
And I was just waiting for those, you know, the different pieces of paper that you get from the different places. I had the kind of guesstimate numbers in there, so I knew kind of where I was at. And then I got those pieces of paper and put in the real numbers. And then, it was like February 2nd, I think I filed.
Swing.
And then everybody else is the, oh, gosh, I know it's going to hurt. So I'm going to procrastinate.
There's two types of procrastinators. Ones that know that they've got to write a check. And the others that know they've got a check coming, but, the refund's not that big. So I'll put it off.
Yeah, or they didn't even know what size refund, but they don't. It's just, I'll do with it tomorrow, and tomorrow ends up being April 13th.
Fortunately, we don't care about procrastination in this show. What we do care about is the fact that more and more of you are using your personal computers and the internet to file your taxes, and more and more of you are concerned about, am I exposing myself here? Is there some things that maybe I'm not doing that I should be doing? Is there a better way to do what I'm doing? Should I buy the package that I install in my own computer, or should I do this new online stuff? Is that safe?
Is
e-filing safe?
What about the direct deposit thing where it puts it into my bank? Is that a good idea?
How about this keylogger issue that becomes more and more prevalent here? The New York Times had a big article on the rise of the keylogger as the main attack for identity theft. Obviously, if somebody is tracking every keystroke you make and you're going to do your taxes,
perhaps it's not a bad idea to check your machine out or have your machine checked out before you do your taxes, because every bit of personal information that would enable somebody to steal your identity.
Oh, they got you.
You think about your tax return.
Oh,
it's one of the few things that you do on an annual basis that you're going to put in your legal name, who you're married to, your street address, your dates of birth, your social security numbers.
Everything.
How much you make, who your employer is, your bank accounts, all your IRAs, your pensions, your 401ks, all that kind of good stuff.
You know those things they put on you when you go to the hospital and they have to like either do surgery or examine you? And, you're looking from the front side and you're all covered there.
Yeah.
People from the back side are going, ew, ew, ew.
Well, it depends on who's wearing it.
I suppose. I know in my case, it's not a good thing. So that's kind of what's happening out there with some of the folks that are doing their taxes. They kind of superficially have kind of reviewed things, and they think they got themselves covered. But there's some things that you may have not checked or may have forgotten to check or forgotten to do. So the point of today's show is to kind of cover all of those issues. Obviously, if you're a veteran of the computer tax world, if you're a CPA or an accountant or somebody wants to chime in on the do's and don'ts, who it's good for, who it's not good for, all of those things, that's really the point of today's show. It is the tax edition, the annual tax edition that we do. And later on, Scott Gilbranson, our annual guest from TurboTax, from Intuit's TurboTax, is going to come on and kind of give you Kind of the overview, what the latest is with them, and, you know, again, reemphasize the security portion of what they do so that if you decide to do taxes with them and you do it online and e-file, you, how's all that work? And so he's going to explain all that later on in the show.
I'm going to give you a quick rundown on how you get in touch with us, how you contact us, how you connect with us for the next hour and 40 minutes through the phone line at 602-277-5827. It's 277-KTAR. Outside of the Phoenix area, it's 1-800-564-5827. Or if you want to go online to datadoctors.com, click on where it says radio show, and you'll see resources there, things like TurboTax or Tax Cut. Which program should I use? What make taxes less taxing with these resources? We all kinds of resources posted there for you. We also have links to ask a question and or make a suggestion. You can get a little preview of our Geek Speak of the Week. There's all kinds of good stuff there for you. So check that stuff out.
It is Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney. Unfortunately, I hate to report this, but a person that was taken way too early, Chad's mother, passed this past week. We hope that all of you in Computer Corner land keep Chad and his family in your hearts and minds and your prayers as they go through this time. But it was a very sudden thing, and we send our condolences out to the Pyle family, and we hope to have Chad back here shortly. But if you're out there, folks, please keep the family in your prayers as they work their way through this. But he will be back. He helped out. He stepped in on Friday and kind of helped out. And just, you know, I can't even imagine him thinking about the Computer Corner.
I think he wanted a distraction.
Yeah.
He wanted to stop thinking about anything else. So,
Chad, we're thinking of you, bud. And so, again, feel free to call in. Check in with us on these various resources. It is the tax show that we, like I said, we try to bring you these pieces. There's a lot more to it this year than in the past years. And apparently there's a little Boston in our ears. It is Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, the Data Doctors. We're talking about tax returns, tax software, and something known as a keylogger, which we'll explain in detail when we come back.
I got two lines open, 602-277-5827. It's 277-KTAR. Ken and Brandon back after this.